Okay, Torah Or, page 64. Yeah, we're all the way at the end of the page. Okay. It's a Chanukah Maimon and Miketz. Okay, the Maimon Alter Rebbe started, Beishami says, you go downward like the bulls of Sukkis, and Beisilil says, Maile Makedish. So the question is, what is the connection between the bulls of Sukkis and Chanukah, that Beishami says, you go down. Okay, so he starts explaining the whole concept of garments, that mitzvahs are the garments of the Neshama Gan Eden, which means that really Gan Eden, the Neshama, which is finite, cannot handle infinite elukus. So therefore, in order to handle infinite elukus, it needs this a little bit of a covering, right, that enables you to see it. So that's the whole concept of mitzvahs, and Gan Eden's revelation is so great, it's worth going to Gehenna, and okay, it's great light.
It's worth to go to Gehenna?
It's worth to go to Gehenna to get cleansed just to go to Gan Eden. Okay. We're going to start six lines from the end of the page. L'chein nikra mitzvah levushim. Therefore, the mitzvahs are called garments. Yesheir eshag mitzvah gavaya ma'ed. But the source of mitzvah, like we learned yesterday, is even greater than Torah. Like we learned, the 620 columns cause 620 mitzvahs. V'nishtal shayidei sidus. And it comes down that great level of alukus, comes to the level of hair, which is a very minimal amount of revelation. Achinishtal shulamata basiya gashmis. To the extent it comes down in the physical world. In tzitzis is sukkah. Because seif ma'is machshava tchila, right? Tchila b'seifam. Okay, like and that's where we went off yesterday on the topic, which was whatever. The pam echad. In other words, the ultimate purpose is gashmius, right? Like we learned, because gashmius reveals a greater level of alukus than ruchnius does, like we elaborated on yesterday, and so on. And he says like this, the palm echon nema breshi barak as a shemaim vesa or at shemaim tchila. Because Alter Rebbe brings down there's a contradiction. One pasuk says, breshi barakim as a shemaim vesa oritz, right? The first pasuk chumash, shemaim is first. Uksiv, another pasuk says, beyeim asays a shemalukim eretz a shemaim. In the day Hashem made eretz and then shemaim. So therefore, there's an argument we know between Bisham and Beisilil. What did Hashem create first? Did He create Shemayim first? Did He create Oretz first? So it says, "Ed kamba ma'isa, kamba machshava." So what's the answer to the contradiction? In action, Hashem created Shemayim first. What's the purpose? Not Shemayim. The purpose is Oretz. V'dalek klal. Generally speaking, Shemayim represents Ruchnius. And Eretz represents Gashmius. So B'maisa, in actual creation, what's higher? Shemayim is higher than Eretz. Shemayim kebedal chishtalshes in the chain of worlds. Horuchnius mechayu mahava b'chinas Gashmius. In worlds, what sustains Gashmius? Ruchnius. So down here, Ruchnius is greater than Gashmius. Avo b'machshavat kodma. But in thought, meaning in the ultimate purpose of creation, kama b'chinas gashmius, seif ma'is machshavat chilo, ki is galus er misevu kolam, because it's a higher revelation. Just like we learned many times, there's a machlekes that Hashem created the world in Nisan or Tishrei. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, did Hashem create the world in Nisan or in Tishrei? Question: which one did He? You can have an argument in a fact. You can have an argument in halacha. Kosher or treif. You can't have an argument in the fact, which one did Hashem create first? Nisan or Tishrei? When did He create the world? You can't say both. So the answer is, yeah, both. Meaning like this. Actual creation, Hashem created in Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah time. What's the purpose of creation? Then that's Nisan. Just like Shemayim and Oretz, the same thing. Oretz represents
Tishrei in that respect, and Nisan represents Shemayim. I mean, the Aretz.
The Gid.
Yeah, that's what we explained yesterday. What's higher? Down here now, Neshama sustains the body. When Mashiach comes to Chesam Mesim, it says the body is going to sustain the Neshama. Because the body, in essence, again, is higher. The Gili are not in Terachamo de Ur. Why they key him in the train of Bidvonim Gashmi and Mamish. It's true that Gashmi is thicker things. Asher Shor Shemeel and Mateo that comes from the world of Tehu. Obam Davkim is Slavish Rotsin Elyon. And Davkin, the Gashmi is thicker things, is where the ultimate Rotsin Elyon exists. Lachain, therefore, Hamid is the same Levushim. The mitzvahs are the garments, Asher Yodam Tuchel and Neshama. That through them can the Neshama understand the Zibigan Eden, because they originate in a higher level, but they come down lower, and therefore mitzvahs could be the garments. Therefore, mitzvahs are like a garment. What's the concept of a garment? Garments are not like food that you internalize, you swallow the garments. You don't eat your garments. Okay, food, you digest in the panemius. What do garments do? They surround you. It's not like food that becomes digested. And gives him life. Yeah? But garments don't give you life. They keep you warm, maybe, but they don't give you life. But alpha became. We need to say, there's an advantage of garments over food because they come from the level of Makifim. Like Dr. Rebbe explains in another Maimon Lekut HaTorah, why is Dr. Rebbe's question, if food is more important than garment, which is more important than housing, why is housing more important than garments, which is more important than food? Food should be the most expensive, it's the most important. Just simply, he says, because it lasts longer. But he says, why is that in Pnimius? So he explains, Bayis is a level Makiv de Makiv. It's a higher level. Garments are higher than food. So because garments are higher than food, it costs more. And he says, therefore, garments, because they come from a high level, they cannot have the ability to become internalized. Food is lower, you can internalize, it goes into your limbs. Garments can't. Umeg and all of them. And it protects him and guards him. Kumeike maisa mitzvahs. The same thing mitzvahs are like into garments. Asher shoshim and b'chinas makifim. Keser elyon, they come from the level of keser. Lochein lebo. His galusim lamata b'chinas or panimi. Therefore, it can't come into a panimi. It's because it's not a panimi. It's makif. Rabba siya gashmis mamash. It can only come into asiyah. Okay, Duan, as it's known, Shemasha b'shosha yaseh gavaya, something which is high in the source, nefalamata yaseh, falls down here. So therefore the fact that mitzvahs down here are dealing with gashmias, more than learning taita, which is, by the way, the bread, the head, but it's still physical, but it's still not as physical as mitzvahs, because mitzvahs come from a higher source. Like we said, taita is the wisdom of Hashem, and mitzvahs are the will of Hashem. And will is higher than seichel. Och enayidei amaisa mitzvahs. Natsa b'chinas makif, v'masuch becomes his covering. Shaidei amitzvahs tuchel esanik b'ten dainig earning tzof. That you're able to enjoy the essence of Hashem and not the essence of the ray of Hashem. In Gan Eden. V'zeh tachlis yirid, this is neshama, that's the ultimate purpose of the neshama coming down. Why? Because dafka, by doing physical mitzvahs, can the neshama reach a level that the neshama didn't have in Gan Eden. Gan Eden, there were no maisa mitzvahs. So therefore, the neshama is what it is. But in order to reach a higher level, the neshama has to come down, do physical mitzvahs down here in the physical world, because the source of that is even greater. Tarchli ali aideasiyasa mitzvah, by doing mitzvah, then they're able to receive this enjoyment of a lukus through the covering of the mitzvahs,
Asher mislabesh es haneshamim began Eden, bulavushi amitzus. Umachmes ki amitzus shoshimim gugulta, v'kesed elyon, and because mitzus, like we said before, come from willpower, which is not chokhmah, but kesed, which is higher than will, than intellect. Lochein, ayidei ki ima mitzus ritzeini yizbarich. By doing what Hashem, by doing mitzvahs. V'ayim la'seisim u'mocho l'kabo z'chol m'gan Eden. Therefore, now, you do the action, and then in Gan Eden, you get the reward. But now you need to be doing the mitzvahs.
Seems
no time for even calculations. What?
Seems, he said most of what he's saying now, he said at the beginning of the Maimon.
Yeah.
Why is he saying it again?
Because he's explaining the greatness of a mitzvah, that the purpose of the whole neshama coming down is to have this level of aliyah.
90% of what he's saying now, he said yes.
Correct, but now he's elaborating on it. No, it's the same thing. Gugalta and Keseli. Gugalta is the skull around the brain. Brain is chachma. No, okay. The lower part of the crown goes on to the skull. It's a kesem.
How does the neshama go higher and higher in Gan Eden if there are no mitzvot?
From the people down here.
From the matanot.
Yeah, from the people of Avodah Kaddish.
The only way.
Yep. Lachain, I they kim a mit. Sorry, I was kishin establish and neshama v'shama tasanig and neshama v'tainig earns are built about gavul. So then the neshama Gan Eden can have a higher level of basking in godliness than the neshama has without it. To the muscle of Oshamitzis. Ashehim Bechinis Mimutsoim, Shishoshim Naila Mikasir Elion. Vinishtal Shilamata Bidvarim Gashmi. Okay, so what's the union of mitzvahs? The highest level of Rotzen coming all the way down in Gashmis, therefore they become the garments that the Neshama can handle Gan Eden with. Over there, it's Ziv HaShechina, the Ray of the Shechina, and here we have the essence of Hashem. You do a mitzvah, you get the essence of Hashem.
But is there a difference between Ziv HaShechina and Or Ein Sof? Or is Ziv HaShechina the same?
Yeah, they're broad words. It could be Ziv, could be Or Ein Sof, it could be not. I mean, whatever. They're general words. Or Ein Sof is Or. That's Ziv. I mean. See, even Or Ein Sof, Chassidus explains, there's two definitions of Or Ein Sof. It could be the Or is Ein Sof, or it's Or of Ein Sof. Instead, it could be. So sometimes it says Or Ein Sof means the Or itself is Ein Sof. The Or itself is unlimited. And sometimes it says it means Or of Ein Sof. So therefore, the Or is not necessarily that unlimited. Okay, Zel Inyan Marit Sasevis.
But anything that exudes from Ein Sof should be Ein Sof.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing as saying the Or itself is Ein Sof. That's the union of the mirrors, okay? Or basically glass. What's the union of a matter? It's a glass that you see through. But he says, Mara is plural, Loshon Rabbim, Ki Yesh Beis Maris. There's two types of mirror of glass. As paklaya meiram, hainu, schuches abihira, a shining glass. Asha yada yuchayim liris merachak or yoshim, like a much like a telescope, right? A telescope is glass, right? But through it you can see very far. That's one level of glass, which is called or yoshim, the straight or. But highness, v'zel hefid bein meishir abein olu shom l'chol ha'neviyim. That we didn't even get to the second level yet, and that's the level of meishir abeinu. Yeah, to all other neviyim shebameishin ama ubamare v'lei bechidus. Yeah. Meshe Rabbeinu, when Miriam and Aaron complain against Meshe Rabbeinu, you know, why is he divorced from his wife, that whole thing, and we're also just as great. So when Hashem screamed at them, he said
The Moshe Rabbeinu is different than everybody else. He said, he sees me, simply means open vision, not in riddle, you know. But Mada means he sees me in a Fagresen glass. Fagresen glass is a magnifying glass, that you can see things bigger. Umada besego shuloshin dechad, which is masculine, not mar'eh. Vasplaklaya mi'ido, that's the, as the kids say in the Maimir, Fagresen and glass, meaning the magnifying glass. Asheyod avdavar ochav mi'odam. That some, like binoculars, no binoculars, telescope, all these types of things. Right, I said that Chayoshi, you see it clear. Okay? This is all the first level of Aspaklayim. Okay? And he says, Kmeike, Maisa Mitzvah, the same thing Maisa Mitzvah are called, this glass, Ashen Islapshen, Shamel Gandeim, Luvusha Mitzvah, Dilvusha now. Through this garment, Ayidea Maisa Mitzvahs, the neshama could have benefit more from the Shechina, meaning they're able to see greater levels of the Shechina. And Melion is Me'ore Yisbarich. Kamei Baspa Klaya Mi'ira. Okay? Or Yoshe Shanim Shechven Isgala Einsav Mi'ayla Lamata Began Eden. Okay? So he says like this. Meshe Abeinu saw Elokus with this matter, with this binoculars, with this telescope, whatever you want to call it, which means without it, Meshe Rabbeinu also couldn't see it. Meshe Rabbeinu saw Elokus b'matter. B'matter is a magnifying glass. And he said, Meshe Rabbeinu gamko hoyere b'liyas b'klaya anal, like it says, b'matter v'lei b'chidus. Hainu, b'as b'klaya mi'iro, a magnifying glass, Asher b'lei aspaklaya, which Pasuk says anyway, without it, lo yochel ha'asim b'chinus ha'yitam, Meshe Rabbeinu also couldn't reach that level.
It's not physical.
Yeah, but there's a level of his mitzvahs that are called this mara. The mitzvahs that he did, the greatness that he did, in refining his body, physical body. You know what the Medrash says? Meshe Rabbeinu says, Isho alakim, he was half God, half man. The first mermaid. His body was so elevated, that's why he was able to go up to Har Sinai and not eat for 40 days and 40 nights. How was he able to exist 40 days and 40 nights?
You could also say it was angelic, it was like an angel, it was like a malach. You don't have to be like God not to eat.
But the Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Isho Lekim. Isho Lekim means half man, half God. Och, in Shara Nevi'im Ro B'mar'oh become it as beklaya deloy nihira, and therefore it's only biyada neviim adamet. But it's only like a vision, okay? Meaning like this: the first level is as beklaya miira, a magnifying glass. Meisha Abayna saw Elokus with a magnifying glass. Without it, he also wouldn't be able to see Elokus. But when he had it, he was able to see Elokus. The other neviim didn't have this magnifying glass. They only had a regular glass, so to speak. They only saw visions. They saw it at night when they slept and the neshama left the body. Only Meshe Rabbeinu was able to do it awake in the body and see, get prophecy. Everybody?
Avram.
All night, b'machaze, in a vision. All the Nevi'im except Meshe Rabbeinu did it with a vision.
What about Shmuel? I was totally up when he said that.
Who?
Shmuel.
Who said? All the Nevi'im were not like that.
What does it mean that Shmuel was higher than Moshe
Aaron? So, but not in Nevuah. Like, come Navi, I'd be so commercial. It's a clear pasuk. There's never a Navi.
In what sense was he greater than Moshe Aaron together?
In a certain part of Nevuah. Not this level of Nevuah that he's talking about here. Okay, that Aspaklaya Me'ira that you see straight, right? And it becomes enlarged. V'inyan Aspaklaya She'ina Me'ira Hu'anikra Spiegel. It's called a mirror. Spiegel is Yiddish for mirror. Huh?
It was a very good soccer play.
Haino She'ashmosach V'kisei Alaschuchis Okay, now what's a mirror? A mirror is the same piece of glass, but there's something behind it. The thing that's behind it, which is silver, by the way, is a very thin layer. If you take a glass and put something thick behind it, it'll never be a mirror. He says it inside clearly. Sheyesh masach v'kidui al ha'zchuchis. There's a covering in the back of the zchuchis. Aval ha'masach ein ha'davar av. But it's not something thick. Then, she'll master legami mechaser, then it blocks everything. You don't see anything. Ragdover kalva kolush. It's a small, thin layer which is sipui ha'kesef. It's a very interesting story. There was a person who was a very big Baal Tzedek. He wasn't very rich, but he was a big Baal Machnas Seirich. He always had guests, and he gave a lot of tzedakah. And his Rebbe came to him. His Rebbe was a great guy. And he gave him a bracha. He should get very rich, because he saw how good he was. What happened was, as we know, he got very rich. Everything changed. Everything changed. He didn't let people into the house. He had a bottle. Nobody, basically, he stopped giving tzedakah, the typical stuff. So his Rebbe heard about it, and he said, it's my fault. I gave him the bracha. Look what happened. So he said, I'm going to go talk to him. Comes into the house. The bottle didn't want it. He said, okay. Told him who he was. He let him into the house. So his Rebbe calls him over to the window, and he says, what do you see in the window? He says, I see Yankel walking, and Leia this, and the people walking in the street. Then he talked him over to the mirror, and he says, what do you see? He said, I see myself. So the Rebbe said to him, I don't understand. This glass, you saw everybody else. And this glass, you only see yourself. Why? He says, Rebbe, this glass has silver behind it. So therefore, it reflects. This glass doesn't. So the Rebbe said to him, oh, that means when there's silver, you only see yourself and nobody else. Maybe we should rub off a little bit of the silver. And the Rebbe started rubbing off in the back of the mirror a little bit of silver. So he said, I got it. He changed his ways and he became a good Jew. I mean, a very good Jew. Okay, so he says like this. Va'oz k'sherem be'az proklayenim shemen or chayzer. Okay, so what happens then? Then the or that you see is a bouncing backlight. In other words, Chassidus explains, there's or yashar and there's or chayzer. There's the straight light that comes momayla lamata, from Hashem down. Like sunlight comes down. But then you have what's called Ur Chayzer. Ur Chayzer is the light that comes from below up. Okay, in the Gashmiyus HaKamosha, when sunlight comes down, it's called Ur Yosher. When it bounces off the earth, you know, sunlight, you can get a sunburn, a kid can get a sunburn in a carriage because the rays hit the earth and it bounces back, and sometimes it bounces back with more force than the one that originally comes down. Okay? So in Gashmis, you have what's called Or Yashar, the straight light. Then you have Or Chayzer, the bouncing off light. In Elokos, you also have it. Or Yashar means the Gilui Mamayla, the revelation of Hashem down here. And Or Chayzer is the Aved of the Jew, Milmata Lamayla, which is similar to Ratzu and Shev. Ratzu is Milmata Lamayla, the Or Chayzer. And Or Yashar is the level of Shuv, Hashem Elokos coming down. You have both levels of Elokos. So he says these are the two levels of the mare, of the mirror, of the glass. It says mare is a tzeivos, plural. So there's one which is a glass that you see straight through, especially if it's a magnifying glass, binocular, window, it's all magnifying, then you see very far away. But then you have the Or Chayzer, the mirror, that you can't see through it. You can't see anything through it. It only is the bouncing back odd. Right? So he says, now he'll see it inside.
I see a question.
What?
This magnifying glass that Moshe Rabbeinu had was part of him?
Yeah.
It was. Isn't it greater to be able to see Hashem without a magnifying glass?
No, he says without it, he couldn't see it. Dr. Rebbe says, Moshe Rabbeinu Gamlo Yerebli Asperklai Yanao.
Okay, So it was a spiritual gift that Hashem gave him.
Yeah, but he did the gift.
Huh?
He did it. His actions.
Right.
No. So it's his doing.
I understand, okay. But it was now part of him. It was always there.
Because of his level. It could have changed. He could have become a Russian, then it wouldn't be. So that's his level. So he says, okay. But so which one's greater? Seemingly, a magnifying glass is greater than a mirror, because you see things bigger. He says, "Amnam yesh basraklai yeshena mirror." In the mirror, there's one advantage: gavay b'madrege shechen liris atzmei v'gam liris ameacharuf. Not only can you see yourself, you can see what's behind you. Yeah. Like in a car, right? You have the mirrors to be able to see what's behind you. But as somebody once said, the mirrors in the car are a little, very small, but the window pane in the front of the car is very big. To see other people, it has to be very big. To see yourself, it should only be very small. That you can't see in the magnifying glass. In the magnifying glass, you can't see behind you. So if you want to see what, if you're driving a car, there's an advantage of a mirror over the front pane, right? The window pane. And that's the Eretz Kodma. That's the mile of Eretz. Eretz is the Or Chazer. Eretz is the Aveda Momata Lamaila, lower to higher. Eretz is the Aveda Vaspaklaya She'enamita, the mirror. So there's an advantage of Or Chazer, of the mirror, over Or Yosher. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. That Yeshaya said, Hashem, how did he see Hashem? Baspaklai Shena Meira. Shabbat Yocholiris says Hashem. He saw Hashem through the mirror. Mashenkin Aspaklai Meira. But Aspaklai Meira, to see God through a magnifying glass, that's impossible. Yani Adam V'chai. No person could see me. Except Moshe Rabbeinu on a certain level. And that's the Ian B'chol Meid. Okay.
So what's the purpose of it? It was magnifying glass, but it was not for the purpose of seeing Hashem?
No, you can see the locust that fell down behind you. The locust that fell down. Fell lower.
Hashem is talking to him. It's a locust that fell down?
Yeah.